brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Associated Press, the Austin American Statesman, the LA Times, and Counterpunch, as well as InfoWars.com, have all reported on the Taylor Don Hutto concentration camp in Taylor, Texas, where they are holding people. They're not allowed to see their lawyers. They're not allowed due process. They're other than Mexicans, supposed people on immigration violations. They're holding children, whole families. They're not giving them due process. But these camps were built and admittedly built for illegal aliens and U.S. citizens. They're FEMA-run on private installations. Texas admittedly has two of these. Greg Palast, American, of the BBC, was doing a story for ABC Nightly News of a facility in Louisiana by the ExxonMobil refinery. They claim that just videotaping from the outside of the facility was a violation of the Patriot Act under infrastructure protection, but there was an outcry nationally. They had to drop charges against Greg Palast. We've had these goons now come up sternly and tell them to turn their cameras off. They are off property. They are not on the property. They are across the street, north of Austin, in Taylor, Texas. Kevin Smith, relay to listeners exactly what you're witnessing right now and exactly what they said to you. I heard some of it during the break 10 minutes ago, the break at 51 after. You were on the phone. I was listening while you were talking to him. Too bad that we weren't on air when that happened. Recap what you witnessed.
Well, I think what you heard was actually the ICE agent that came up in a white panel van, and he said, you know, turn that off, get that out of my face, and Aaron basically just dropped the camera down, but he didn't turn it off, so he kept rolling.
Well, you gotta love it. They come get in your face in America.
We're on the street too.
Yeah,
we weren't on the property.
That's right, and that's what I mean. It's just like in Road to Tyranny when I have regular Army walk up in Belton, Texas, and say, turn our cameras off, and I told them to take a hike.
Well, while I was talking to you, also one of the guards came right back up to me and took our information, wanted to know again who we were with. They wrote it down on a pad, and they went back inside, and they haven't come back out.
But, you know, that's not even their jurisdiction. They're not allowed to come out off their property and ask. In fact, I don't even know if you should tell them anything, Kevin. Just say you're national media.
You know, I always kind of operate. We're not doing anything wrong. We operate in the light of day.
No, I understand that, Kevin. I understand that. I understand that. But just...
Well, let me tell you about this place. Of course, we've got the flags at half-mast for Gerald Ford, but this is a brand-new facility. The barbed wire is facing, and the Constantino wire is facing in, I'd say, 12, 15-foot fence around it. There seems to be a detached, it looks like a solitary confinement box that we're looking at right now. Of course, the double gates to let you in. There seems to be a greenhouse in the background, but we'll go around the side of the building and look. But there are these massive, long, custom vans that I don't know how to really describe them. They're almost the cross between like a large shuttle bus and a small 18-wheeler. And we'll get some footage of that for you guys, too. But lots of brand-new equipment here, no doubt about it. And they seem to be... big employers around here right now. We've seen a constant stream of contractors, plumbers, electricians coming in and out of the building right now. And there was some question that we were filming people's faces earlier, and that may not be allowed, and they may want to review what we've seen, but that's
Excuse me?
That's not going to happen.
Hey, Kevin, let me just give you a newsflash. You work for me. You're there. This is the United States, and they're telling you you're not allowed to. Oh, there's secret agents at the FEMA camp, and you're not supposed to. See, folks, see, I mean, this illustrates everything. I want you to get in the car right now, Kevin, and I want you to go around and get footage at the back and show that playground we've already got photos of for the children, and then I want you to get away from that location and then prepare for further orders after that off air, okay?
You got it.
I want you to get in the car right now. I'm not going to let those goons get my $6,000 and $5,000 cameras. We've already had troops before at gunpoint one time in San Antonio take our camera, take our footage of Delta Force. It's nothing like having a big MP, black MP, point a gun at you. Mike Hansen got to enjoy that. All right, we'll be right back. Kevin, stay on your cell phone, and I want you to get into the car right now, and I want you to move out of there. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the national media admits that there is a Homeland Security private FEMA camp just north of Austin in Taylor, Texas. This is in the metro area of Austin. I've got Aaron Dykes on camera and Kevin Smith reporting from the location. He's told me a lot more off-air. They've been told by three separate groups to turn their cameras off. This is off their property, off the prison property, on private property. Across the street. They've also heard loud discussions, which we got on tape, saying that they may try to get our tapes and review them. Hey, this is the U.S., you understand? We'll videotape what we want to out there at your little FEMA camp. I've been outside prisons before and had them say, you know, turn your camera off, get out of here. Because they're used to shoving prisoners around. Now, in the new America, everybody's a prisoner, and so, you know, these jail guards get to have their fun with people. But I want you to know, national TV's been out there, the Statesman's been out there, everybody's been out there, and if you discriminate against us, I will sue you. And you may beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride. I mean, I will nuisance lawsuit people. I don't care about money. You see, that's what's dangerous about us. We'll just sue you. Kind of like we sued the city and their operatives here, and one of them just was convicted and sent to prison for fraud. We sued them for something else, but we knew fraud was going on, and in the disclosures and in the fleshing them out, people went to jail. Others are on their way to jail. So just don't violate my rights and don't try it. And don't you dare do anything to my employees, or I'll sue you and your company seven ways to Sunday. You understand? You twits up there running that FEMA camp, want to try to razz my people and get their cameras taken, you call the Taylor PD, and you have them go out there, and you have the Taylor PD that probably knows more about the Constitution try to trump something up. And if they violate any of our constitutional rights that our forefathers fought and died for, I'll sue them into oblivion. You understand? I'll go drop $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on it. I'll get mean lawyers. That's what we do. Don't mess with us. Trying to get the news for the people, you punks. Kevin's going to be calling in from another location around the FEMA camp. And again, as the Houston Chronicle reported, as Rex 84, I ought to get that queued up. But two of my people are gone that will be doing that here at the office. It's in my film, The Takeover. It's in my film, America's Way by Design, the Senate hearings, where they admit FEMA camps. FEMA camps. That they would first sell it in the name of putting illegal aliens in them, but they would also put U.S. citizens in them. And now the Houston Chronicle reported last year that's exactly what they're doing. And they're putting other than Mexicans in there. They've got people in there and the descriptions of it, the children separated from their parents in one area, the women in another, the men in another. Well, you saw the Marines training to do it in my film Police Day 2000. We've gone from 1.3 million in the prison system a decade ago to over 7 million in the system, 4 million plus behind bars. And, you know, you got to love it. The government, the federal government's putting in emergency command centers everywhere, tracking our cell phones, face scanning cameras everywhere. Many towns run every plate that drives through their town. They got cameras on us, but they don't want cameras on them. Hey, it's called the First Amendment. You know, what's it going to be next? They got free speech zones now. Will it be First Amendment zones for news gathering? I've had so many police over the years march up and tell me to turn cameras off. And if you're not up involved disrupting what they're doing, I mean, you'll be 50 yards away on a highway overpass on a sidewalk videotaping them at a checkpoint. And they'll run over and say, turn your cameras off. Well, you've seen the footage. And I say, no, First Amendment. Well, I'm going to arrest you. You go ahead. I want your name. I'm going to sue you. And they know when you're telling the truth. This is all at an animal instinct level, folks. They know I'm telling the truth. They know I mean it. I mean what I say. And I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%. Little line from Horton had a egg or whatever the story is. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm really mad right now. Meanwhile, on the heels of this, half of our infantry by the end of this decade will be illegal alien foreigners. Michael Rivero joining us from Hawaii. He'll be starting his own talk show here soon on the GCN Radio Network. Michael, well, I tell you, you're on every time you're on the show, it's some huge news day. How you doing?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with me, but man, my phone is smoking from listening to you. You've got me convinced, and I'm not going to mess with Texas here. But
I know you've been covering the FEMA camps and how they built them and what they're doing. You want to comment on it?
Yeah, this has been going on for a lot of years. We've seen maps of these camps that are being sent up, whether they're called detention centers or transition points or the various euphemisms that are used to sort of conceal what they are. But functionally, what they are concentration camps. They are large areas where that are designed to hold large numbers of people and keep them under control. They don't even come up to the standards that are set supposedly for civilian prisons, but they are located strategically all across the United States at various rail transit points where various railroads come together. You will usually find one.
That's what Kevin was just saying. There's a huge railroad going right into the camp.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I mean,
yeah, railroad is still the most efficient way to transport large masses of people on land. So, yes, anytime anybody has built any concentration camps, Germany did exactly the same. They were always located near major rail centers. They always had their own railroad sidings that went right into the camps. And yes, it is very clearly set up for mass detentions. And clearly plans are being laid for the government, if it feels it necessary, to simply arrest large numbers of people, throw them in these camps without warrant, without judicial review.
Well, that's word for word, Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. That's word for word in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 that, frankly, is even worse than the Military Commissions Act.
Yeah, and the wording actually goes back to a lot of what are so-called the FEMA executive orders some of these go back actually to Nixon's administration and Gerald Ford's, who has just, you know, being buried as we speak. But basically, it is a wartime declaration of being able to simply grab people and get them out of the way during any period that the government can declare a national emergency of some kind. And clearly, as we see the U.S. government continuing to move towards another war in Iran against the very obvious will of the American people, somewhere down the road there is going to be a crisis of some kind, and clearly the U.S. government is preparing to simply come down very hard on the American people at the point where the American people no longer want to follow along with what the government is doing.
Well, they have been gearing the entire society for crisis response, building FEMA centers in every major city. In 99, we went and videotaped, before it was even on local Fox News, we put it in my film, The Takeover, when they reported on it, that they took a 747 hangar, put bolts and chains in the floor, barbed wire fences inside, porta-potties in areas for men, women, and children. And then we went out and interviewed the guards and the people, and they said, yeah, it's some secret camp. And then Fox had to respond to me. Again, it's in my film Takeover, folks. You can watch it for free on Google Video, Police State 2, The Takeover, The Takeover. We'll get it in the DVD box set we're now selling of all three of my Police State classics. And they said it's for during emergencies, overflow during riots. Riots in Austin, building secret facilities. And then we looked at the RNC, run by Bechtel, George Shultz, 2004, a huge 1930s bus terminal, Pier 57, over 2,000 people held at one time, barbed wire fences, bolts and chains, exact same MO. They have these in every, even mid-sized cities like Austin. They're not playing games.
No, they absolutely aren't. And along with these very obvious concentration camp prison facilities, mass detention facilities, as you mentioned earlier, they're also building all these underground command posts. And I remember when I was still living in Los Angeles, we saw one that was built underneath Griffith Park in the middle of Los Angeles. We saw the construction going on. My wife is involved in the architectural industry, or was back then before we started.
And now they've announced these fusion centers are federal control arms with CIA and FBI agents over the local community.
Absolutely, but the really intense thing are these underground facilities that they're building. They're impossible to get to. They're very expensive. My wife and I went through the Northridge earthquake in Los Angeles, and when FEMA came in there, very little money was actually handed out to any of the earthquake victims. Most of it was all spent to build this new underground emergency command post.
Same thing with the $200 billion for Katrina. That's why they let these disasters get as bad as possible to get more funds, and then that's used on the control infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. And we even have one here on the island of Oahu, on the H3 freeway, which was this multi-billion-dollar road to connect the Kaneohe Marine Base with the Center Island military bases. And it has this tunnel complex in the middle of it, which if you look at it, it's very obvious there's a lot more than just tunnels involved there. So there's all these driveways that go inside the mountains and all of these windows that peek out, and it really does look like a fortress. I should send you a picture of that.
And, of course, we have Giuliani's little command bunker in Building 7 on 9/11. Well, there's no debating. And, I mean, the executive orders said they can put us all in forced labor camps, use us as slave labor, break up our families. I don't know if you've ever seen Police State 2000, Mike, but, I mean, I have the Marines admitting it's for the U.S. and admitting they're training to break up our families and take our guns and put us in camps. And then I had Thomas Sanchez, emergency management head, highly decorated Vietnam veteran, the head of Kingsville's emergency management, and they called him in and said, we're going to do drills for gun confiscation and takeover of the government. And he said, hell no, and came on my radio show, and he even went on national TV and exposed it back in 99. I mean, this has been going on a while.
Yes, it has. Back in the mid-90s, there was a test called the Combat Arms Survey administered to the Marine Corps, who are exempt from posse comitatus, and it basically came down to, would you be willing to shoot Americans who refused gun confiscation? And it was a bit of a scandal at the time, but it underscores that this planning to transform the United States into a totally disarmed population of subservient subjects or tenants has really been going on for quite a long time now.
But now they're hot and heavy building these things like mushrooms after a big rain because they know they're getting ready to implode the economy, launch more wars.
Absolutely, and clearly we're seeing the buildup towards an invasion of Iran, and the lesson of the midterm election and the will of the people is clearly not a factor in the plan.
Mike Rivera, I want to talk about your new show that starts this weekend. I also want to get another update from Kevin. Every time we get off the phone with him, they come up to him again there at the FEMA camp. We'll check in with him as well. Stay with us.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel perky system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Welcome back. Hey, is it tough enough for you? We got our people out there covering the FEMA camp. Goons telling them to turn their cameras off repeatedly. Vans driving up to them. We need folks to converge up there that are in the Taylor area, North Austin, Round Rock area. We need everybody to converge up there. at the front. They're at the back right now. Kevin, give us a recap of what's happened, some of the new developments, and the call for people to come out there as observers of the press covering this FEMA camp. Then we'll go back to Michael Rivero.
Yeah, you know, Alex, we came out here to cover an event, and apparently it looked like it was sort of a leftist event that was going to be scheduled, and they're nowhere to be found. So from what we've heard of the people, there was no one there today, and I'm calling people that live in North Austin. This is about 15 miles east on 79 of Round Rock. You need to get out here and make a splash. This is a brand-new, state-of-the-art detention center with railroad access, not 100 feet from the front door. And it's really creepy when you hear those train cars start to move around. You think, this is just going to be a processing center. It's really not large enough to hold mass volumes of people. So they're going to do central processing here and put you on a freight train out west is what I think.
And but it's admitted that it's for domestic control, and they're just kicking it off with the illegals who deserve to be processed themselves. There's a big report in the Statesman how that hasn't been happening. Give people the address, Kevin.
It's 1001 Welsh, but the thing is, this is right in the middle of Taylor, Texas. I'm standing on a residential street right now, Doak Street. You're going to go on to 95, head south, and you are going to stay on the frontage. Don't get on the overpass and take a right on West Oak, and then you will come to a T-intersection, and that is Doak Street, and you will see the facility right there. There are, intramural or like Optimus League baseball fields that circle this facility. It's a residential street, a residential neighborhood on the right-hand side, and a detainment facility on the left. And, you know, high wires, trucks patrolling the perimeter constantly. And, again, that really creepy, scary mixture of public-private partnership, you know, neo-fascism. So,
but I'll tell you what concerns me is that they would come off the property across the street and tell you to turn your cameras off and that you heard discussion of them reviewing our tapes. Keep your hands off my equipment. Keep your hands off my property. I tell you, these ICE officers make me sick. Let's bring Michael Rivero in here. Mike, you got any comments for Kevin Smith?
Well, first of all, keep yourself safe and be careful because, unfortunately, you're dealing with individuals who are more than likely private contractors, and they're not going to be as aware of the limits of the law as to what their actions can be. I'd hate to see you provoke them to the point where they actually exceed their authority and either harm the equipment or harm you. And yes, we can sue them after the fact, but you got to stay safe here. These are not individuals who are being taught to have any respect for the people, or they wouldn't be guards in a processing center in the first place. So just you got to be careful. This is a serious situation, obviously.
Exactly. Kevin, where do you want folks, and there's already been a few protests out there, so it's safe as long as there's numbers. The problem is Kevin and Aaron Dykes are out there by themselves. Kevin, let's say I'm going up I-35 from Austin. Let's say I'm in North Austin. I'm going up I-35. How do I get to you?
You're going to take the 79 exit in Round Rock, and you're going to head east on 79 toward Taylor, Texas. You're going to go past the Dell Diamond and all those places, and right when you get into downtown Taylor, you will see 95 that goes south. Do not get on the overpass that goes across the train yard. Stay on the frontage, and that will take you to Oak Street. You take a right, then you take another right on Doak, and then you are at the facility, and the front door of this CCI facility is against the train track. So we really need support out here. It keeps us safe. Right now, they seem to have backed off a little bit because we didn't cower in fear, and we were firm, and we said we have the right to be here. So, but we gave them our information, and they went back inside like they've got some sneaky secret, and I guess they're trying to figure out who we are right now. But I'm a little surprised that we haven't had local law enforcement come out. But so far,
well, that's because they know this is America.
I hope so. I actually make me feel a little more comfortable if we did get some Taylor PD in here. But please come out. We'll be here for another hour or two. If you're local, let's get over here and let's make a stink. And that we have the safety of the cameras, so they're not going to do anything while we're filming.
Yeah, I'm Aaron.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Kevin, just keep your cell phone on. Be ready for a call the minute, because right before I talked to you, another van was driving up, then it drove away. Just call me the minute they drive up to you again, and go ahead and go back to the front so you can meet up with people as they get there. Mike Rivero, stay there. We're going to come back, get into the Democrats wanting to continue the war, Bush's new strategy, and a lot more on the other side. We'll also open the phones up to listeners at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 2nd, 2007, gold 638, 1 ounce gold coin 658.92, 331.50 for half, 166 for quarter. That's 658.92, 331.50, and 166. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For another 12 days, we're running the Christmas special, now the New Year's special, until the middle of this month. You can get almost half a year free at PrisonPlanet.tv when you sign up in the next week and a half. All my weekly TV reports, my in-studio video reports, other special mini-docs that we make, all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. Paul Watson's book, by the way, Order Out of Chaos, is now out of print. We're not probably going to print more. Can't afford to. You got to print them like 3,000 or 4,000 at a time. You can get that there as an e-book. There is just so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your membership makes this broadcast and the web bandwidth and my webmasters, it funds us. So I want to thank all the members that are members, and I want to ask you, if you're not a member, go get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free. Now, or you can get a trial monthly membership, like 15 cents a day, $5.95. And it's a great activist tool. We have them in super high bandwidth down to low bandwidth downloads. And you can download it in high bandwidth, and it looks almost as good as TV. In fact, you really can't tell the difference. And burn them to disk, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Incredible activist tool, a factory of resistance at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I would also encourage you to go to InfoWars.com, because for the first time, I've been so busy, I never got them on DVD. Now they're on DVD. My first seven films, The Matrix of Evil, The Masters of Terror, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, each film a little over 2 hours long, all three of them on three different DVDs in one box set, the Police State Trilogy. The Police State Trilogy, $34.95. That's 45% off for a limited time, or you can buy the other films individually. Terror Storm on DVD with 68 minutes of extras. Terror Storm, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror. America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. We have that available for you. A lot of big discounts, other books and videos we carry. Please support us. Go to InfoWars.com and order via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I had callers last weekend locally on my syndicated show that's on KLBJ here in Austin, who went to previous protests in the last few weeks. They were in the Statesman, out there at this FEMA camp and some of the things that happened there. If you're listening, and I think one of those callers just called in and then hung up, I would like you to call in at 1-800-259-9231. But again, please support those on the front lines of the info war. When you support us, we are able to move forward and expand what we're doing and maintain what we're doing. Plus, you get powerful films. Back to Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike, before I forget, you're starting a show here on Genesis. We're really honored to have you coming aboard.
Thank you very much. It's an honor for me to be on board. And again, thank you very much for all your help getting us to this place. The show is going to be the What Really Happened show, and we debut this coming Saturday, January 6th, at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we're going to be doing the show every Saturday, just sort of ramp up to speed and see where it goes from there. So I'm hoping everybody will have a chance to tune in.
That is 11 o'clock Central Standard Time every Saturday on the GCN Radio Network.
That's absolutely right.
And it's going to be a hard-hitting program. I mean, not just your knowledge and analysis, if you're going to have guests on, you're going to cover the news. It's going to be a hard-hitting hour.
Yes, it absolutely is. And people can log into my website, whatreallyhappened.com, to get the topic and guests for the upcoming shows. We're just locking down a really good guest for the first show. We haven't got to confirm yet, so I don't want to say who it is. But we're going to be covering the topics that we've been covering at the website. And it's going to be very straightforward and mutually supportive, of course, with what you're doing and the effort that you're making to get the truth out to the American people.
Well, we're glad to be officially teamed up with you, Mike Rivera. I want to get into the geopolitical system, and obviously this FEMA camp report's got us, well, it's not off track because it's central to what our country's turning into, making dictators act like dictators. I'm sure you've already seen the BBC report that Bush is now abandoning the fraud they were ever going to train Iraqi units. Never one unit, one brigade was never ready. Now they're just saying, no, it's all going to be U.S. troops fighting, and they want to beef between 20 and 40,000 more troops permanently. And the Democrats now, they put it into this political process. They're saying basically no end ever. If there was ever an example of the two political parties bought and paid for by the same interest, this is it.
Absolutely. This is already, the new Congress doesn't even meet for the first time until tomorrow, and already there's a tremendous sense of disillusionment and betrayal among the voters who worked very hard to change the Congress this last election, only to discover that no matter who you vote in, their allegiance is really not to the American people. And very clearly, first of all, you have to wonder, where is Bush planning on getting all these extra thousands and thousands of soldiers? They've gutted the National Guard. They've brought up all the reservists. They're luring the immigrants in with promises of green cards when they serve. Obviously, as we see the draft boards ramp up and go through their testing, it is very obvious that at some point we are going to have a draft imposed on us.
And all these big public officials saying a draft's good, they got a full court press PR going.
Absolutely, and they're saying a draft is going to be good because it'll force the rich people to send their kids along with the poor people, which we know from Vietnam will not be the case because we kept hearing promise after promise that the draft was going to be equal and everybody was going to have to serve, and yet we saw predominantly people from the poor sections of society were on the front lines in Vietnam, and even those children of the more privileged classes were kept in rear echelon positions. They were given clerical jobs or computer jobs or basically just away from the actual fighting. So we're going to see this ramp up here, and very obviously Bush is still trying to figure out a way that he can justify going into Iran. Now we're seeing news coming out this morning that the U.S. is covertly funding Syrian opposition groups in an attempt to destabilize Syria as well. And what is very clearly going on, and I pointed this out a couple of years ago, is that we're seeing the U.S. start to garrison the entire Middle East in order to control what remains of the world's easily reachable oil.
And that was always the strategy. It's not like it was a secret, was to have sectarian war, break Iraq in three pieces, break Syria in three pieces, break Iran in four pieces. They want sectarian violence. They want the Muslims mad overthrowing the Saudis. They want hysteria. They want to create a quagmire that forces total commitment.
Well, what is going on is the U.S. realized it could never directly confront the Iraqis, the Iranians, the Syrians, and win militarily. We just saw how Israel couldn't even really deal with Lebanon.
So they lied about WMDs and wantonly went in and destabilized the whole region.
Exactly. And if you remember back at the beginning of the Iraq War, they were catching all these British SAS and American operatives dressed as Arabs driving around in cars loaded with explosives. So much of this so-called sectarian violence is actually being done by our own assets.
And by the way, Bill Christensen, CIA section chief, and of course Ray McGovern, George Bush Sr.'s chief CIA analyst, have said clearly our government's staging attacks over there.
Yeah, in order to trick the Iraqis into killing each other off.
Now let's talk about Saddam, killing him on Eden, the day of forgiveness, killing him on the start of it, letting them see the Shiites taunt him before they hang him. All of this designed patently to make everybody get mad.
Absolutely agree. That one cell phone video that has been leaked out onto the net, if you watch that video carefully, it is obvious that whoever is making it is not trying to conceal the camera he's using. He's just holding it up there and getting a clear shot. So whoever this was had permission to have that camera there to leak the video
exactly.
out.
Exactly. The state cuts off right before they start taunting him, but so the state can't be openly implicated in stirring up sectarian violence like they've done blowing up the Golden Mosque and the rest of it. Then it cuts in right with a cell phone on perfect time.
Yeah, absolutely it does, and it's a way to get the video out there while making it look like it wasn't an official release, but it does reek of an official PSYOPs operation. I'll tell you one thing, though, looking at the international condemnation, and certainly from my reader letters, as a public relations move, I think this has blown up in Bush's face.
It's actually unifying the Arabs. They're seeing right through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, of course, we're seeing the White House trying to distance themselves from the execution, saying they tried to convince the Iraqi government to delay the execution.
They ran the whole fake trial and delivered him into the Shiites' hands.
Absolutely. The gallows was built inside a U.S. base. I mean, all they had to do was say, we don't want the gallows here, we're not going to turn him over, and they could have delayed the execution. So this is just very patent. Attempt to distance from what has turned into a public relations disaster.
By the way, I found on Rents.com an incredible compilation of UPI articles from the 80s and others where they admitted what we already knew. Saddam in the 50s hired, running assassinations for the CIA. So I'm not defending him, but clearly it's like a mafia capo going to the electric chair when the Don sits as the judge. You know, the mob boss is the guy, you know, condemning the person they ordered. But the way he had so much courage when they killed him, very stoic, very cinematic, and our media had the nerve to try to lie and claim he was cowering and crying, trying to feed the psyche of so many cowardly people out there that would get off on that. I mean, the guy died with courage. They might as well just admit it. That guy died with amazing courage.
Yeah, he did have a lot of dignity and courage going up to the gallows. And one can only imagine.
You know, they just hate that. They were trying to get him to blow up, calling him names.
Yeah, they were. They wanted him to make a spectacle, and Saddam was just not going to let them get to him. And that was, if anything, his final victory. Is that?
Let's just admit it. I mean, you know, they hate real men, and the guy was a tyrant, but he worked for our government, and he was a real man, and they can't stand that.
They absolutely cannot, and Bush has made his own worst nightmare. They took this manufactured monster that they had, and they've succeeded in turning him into a martyr and a victim and a symbol. And Saddam is going to be more dangerous now as a symbol than he ever was as a living person.
I tell you, that is powerful footage. And those guys like wolves and those black masks, I mean, it's just, it's sick. And of course, parallel that to the guy sawing the head off of Nick Berg. I mean, it's the same type scene.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It almost feels like they've got the same director.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, take Lynch. They clearly killed a bunch of people in her unit. Remember, they were shooting their mouths off, saying it was all fake, and they all started getting shot and dying. And then she came out and said it was a fable. It's come out that I've talked to by the way, to Kevin Tillman. He's close to coming on the show. There's a lot more you haven't heard about that. It seems like everything they do blows up in their face.
Well, they do, and it's because of radio shows like ours and websites like ours, because the monopoly on information flow from the government to the people has been broken. And I'm afraid that the people in charge of the U.S. government have never really come to understand how that dynamic, that basic equation of information flow through the society, has dramatically changed because of the Internet, because of independent radio. They tried to buy it all up by creating Clear, you know, companies like Clear Channel. They tried to sort of monopolize it and reassert that control again, but they have failed to do it. And unfortunately for them, and fortunately for us, they're never going to get that kind of total control over information that they had back in the 50s and 60s and even into the 70s. It is gone forever.
But they still are a bunch of arrogant old men, because I see them on Meet the Press and other shows going, so what the blogs say? So people are writing their own diaries on the web. Ha ha, who cares? Hey, we care, folks. We all want to communicate with each other. And they still, I think they still don't get it. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think they get it at all. They're still trying to play the game by the rules that worked at the height of the Cold War, and they don't understand the environment has changed. And, you know, biologists who study evolution, they say that extinction is what happens when a life form fails to adapt to a changing environment. And that, I'm seeing a lot of that happening within portions of our government right now. They're not adapting to the new reality of information flow in the society. And they're trying to play the game by the rules that used to work, and they don't recognize it's not working anymore.
I'm going to go to some calls here, Mike Rivera, but I first want to get your take on what you think the top stories in 2006 were, what you think the big stories, and I don't mean what the media says are big, but what you think is most important in 2007.
Well, I think obviously going back to 2006, although it's an earlier story, continues to be the lies that led to war, that tricked us into war, and certainly going into 2007, the Bush White House is just going to play the same game again. They're going to make up a bunch of lies about Iran as a justification to sending in military force. I am hopeful that the American people in 2007 are going to see the wisdom of the fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me statement, which Bush himself seems to mangle so badly. But are the American people going to sit still for the same hoax all over again? I don't think so. I'm sensing a lot of anger out there.
But the wild card is government-sponsored terror, with 84% believing the official story is a lie, 36% believing total inside job on 9/11. Can the globalists stage more terror, make it convincing enough to rally the people around their faltering policy?
I don't think they could pull it off. I'm hoping that they recognize that they can't pull it off. But unfortunately, in times like this, events are under the control of the person who's the least mentally stable. And there are certainly individuals within both our government and that of Israel who might say, let's give it a try anyway. We can always bluff our way out of it if it doesn't work. And it could really blow up in their faces. Certainly.
So the bravado and the chutzpah factor.
Yeah, and the hubris. And definitely, if you go back and you look through history, some of the worst political disasters of all time have been triggered when a government attempted to pull off one deception too many.
Hitler turning east.
Exactly. And just saying, okay, this we don't buy this anymore.
If they go into Iran, that's clearly turning east.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I cannot understand why Bush and his people think that they have a chance to pull this off without arousing not only the anger of Americans, but response by the rest of the world. But I am getting a very strong sense that Bush and his people have isolated themselves. They've got a bunch of yes-men, layers of yes-men and yes-women around them, where Bush may not realize how ugly the mood of the American
voters. Obviously Bush was put in there to run with the ball. He gets the blame if he drops it. But, I mean, obviously the big oil companies, the big banks, the Rothschild types, you know, they're going along with all this too.
They may see themselves as not having any more choice, because if you get back to the economic roots of all of this,
the bubble's about to burst. They got to pump it up somehow.
The bubble is about to burst. The only way they can reverse it is if oil becomes an exported U.S. product rather than an imported one. So what they're doing, if going back to analogy for a card game called Hearts, there's a card game called Hearts, and there's a tactic in there called Shooting the Moon, where you deliberately go in the wrong direction, but if you can succeed in going all the way, you can reverse the score of the game and win. But, of course, if you fail to get all the way that opposite direction, you've buried yourself so deeply you can never win again. And I'm seeing that kind of mechanism at work, where the U.S. is just trying to find any way that they can grab control of the oil which means not only revenues reversing across the trade deficit, but the means to coerce other governments to back off on U.S. debt, to keep supporting the trade deficit by stockpiling dollars, to keep using the dollar as the oil currency of choice. All of these things depend on U.S. control of the world.
But it's not happening quick enough. The dollar's continuing its slide.
No, it isn't happening quick enough. It's not succeeding. Unfortunately, that is going to make the people who are dependent upon this success that much more desperate, and desperate people do desperately stupid things.
Mike Rivero, I totally agree. We're going to come back and go to Jenna, Casey, and others. We'll also get an update from Kevin as we start the next hour in about 10 minutes from the FEMA camp up in Taylor, Texas, just north of Austin. Kevin Smith, my radio producer, and Aaron Dykes, webmaster and cameraman. We all wear many hats here. Up there, Counterpunch reported there'd be a protest there today. There's been two others that have been in the paper. Counterpunch was wrong. No one was there. We are there. And we're asking you to go up there just as as observers to observe what's happening and to witness what's happening up there at the railway leading to the admitted FEMA camp. It is a processing relocation center by its actual name. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or my website, WhatReallyHappened.com, is our guest site.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Remain calm. We will not tolerate civil disobedience. Attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Please remain calm. We will not tolerate civil disobedience.
I've made 2 documentary films about the police state and been to dozens of these military training operations where they hire hundreds of role players to beg and scream, "We're Americans. Please don't put us in camps. Don't take our guns."
Welcome back. I have, that's from Police State 2000. We just grabbed that off the web. You ought to do a search on YouTube for FEMA hearings or something like, it'll pop my head a keyword to search for it. Folks, you need to get my Police State trilogy. It has it all. Kevin Smith is up there. I just talked to him during the break. They're going back to the front. Looks like some folks may have showed up in support. Other people need to go out there to the FEMA camp, get past your fear. Go out there just as observers there in Taylor. If you just get to downtown Taylor, you can ask, where's the camp, and they'll direct you to it. They're going to be there until the end of the next hour. We'll give you a report. Mike Rivero, I'd ask to stay 5 minutes with me into the next hour so we have time to take calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jenna in Ontario, Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I called in a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the police state in Canada and how brutal it was. I think the very next day it could have been, I heard that they're starting to do, I'm not sure if they've started or if they're trying, but they're trying to do these random search warrants. Like, you go on a list, I believe, like, say I had a friend who bought some pot off somebody and he was on that list. Both of us are on that list now, and they can basically come to my door with a warrant and search my home.
Yeah, that's right. They're trying that in the U.S. too. It's list of suspicion because you... it shows have a social network with someone else who got in trouble. Now they're going to come after you. Mike Rivera?
Well, unfortunately, it's guilt by association, and part of it is to simply convince people to stay isolated, because isolated people are easier to lie to because they're not talking to anybody. And
yeah, that's
really
why that's why they're announcing the NSA spying on everything. It's an attempt at chilling.
Exactly right. And the idea has got nothing to do with pot selling. What it is they want people to not talk to people like, frankly, Alex and myself, because we're saying things the government does not want to get out. They can't stop it on the Internet. They're trying to at least stop it among the population.
But all they're doing is validating us. All they're doing is Americans aren't as cowardly, Canadians aren't as cowardly as they thought.
Yeah, it is an act of desperation, and it goes back to that saying that we have that the fastest way to end a dictatorship is to make it act like one where everybody can see it, and that's exactly what they're doing now.
Anything else, Jenna?
No, that's it. I just thought that was really brutal and worth telling you about.
I did see that. They also have the Texas State Police in Canada in two provinces teaching your mounted police how to run a checkpoint without warrants. I mean, how embarrassing. Yeah, that was in the Associated Press and Washington Post. Did you see that, Mike, where they're doing that?
Yes, I did, and it is amazing. It is, it's a big business to teach how to get around the civil liberties problem.
You know, it's so good to talk to a factoid news hound like myself, because you've always seen everything I've seen and more. It's good to go, hey, did you see that? Yeah, I saw that, because that's all we do. You know, Mike, I mean, I know you run a successful business yourself in special effects, but what is it like for you? You know, I mean, is it as addicting to you as it is me to always want to know more?
Unfortunately, yes, and it is a contagious addiction, but on the other hand, I think spreading this particular addiction is the key to getting our republic back.
I agree. Third hour, straight ahead, KC, Nathan, Harvey, Eric. Will be the only calls we take. Then I'm going to play some clips from a Twilight Zone episode, another clip from CNN about cover-up concerning Oklahoma City by the government. It's finally breaking. And another little clip concerning the Loving chemtrails. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.